Before I proceed reading with the next case, that application I passed down, Jennifer has it. Okay, that's the original. We'll make sure I get it back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next application is case number 11411.
You got it, Jennifer.
The application of Biram Singh. Location is northwest of Route 436, Curly Drive, across from Route 439, English Road, and being identified on the as a 911 address of 32492 Curly Drive, Millsboro, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 232, Map 21, Parcel 6.25, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And they are requesting a 1.9-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback for a poultry house. We received no mail returns, no letters of opposition, no letters of support.
I can't believe this.
That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Donald K. Miller, 26720 River Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. The drawing you have in front of you is supposed to be an addition to the Raghunandan property. Mr. Raghunandan and Mr. Singh are brothers-in-law, and they entered into an agreement some years ago to build four poultry houses and work these together. Well, they apparently have some business controversy, and they have each gotten attorneys, and they've come to some agreement to settle on the property, where Mr. Singh is going to sell the two chicken houses on his property and the property to Mr. Raghunandan. We surveyed the property and found that the westerlymost chicken house was too close to the property line, and that's brings us to the request for a variance. The properties have almost 400 feet of frontage, and I believe when the contractor laid out the chicken houses, he started on the easterly line and thought he had 400 feet to work with, but his geometry wasn't quite good. It's about 14 feet shy of having 400 feet of frontage, so he ended up being a little bit too close to the western property. There's no unique shape to the property. The buildings initially could have been placed on there with the 50-foot setback without a problem, but I just think they got laid out improperly. We didn't survey the layout, incidentally. The variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property, and neither the applicant or the property owner created this difficulty, so they didn't have any responsibility in that. The variance certainly won't alter or affect the character of the neighborhood, nor will it have any impact on the adjacent property. The adjacent property is tilling over on Mr. Singh about 10 or 12 feet all along there, and I can't see him objecting at all. The variance certainly would be the lease modification of the regulations, and the owner wants to bring it up to code so that the sale can proceed. So he's asking the board if you all would consider the variance and approve it.
Question before you start.
Okay.
When were the poultry houses built?
I don't know. We first surveyed this property in 96. I'm sure they're over 10 years old, but I don't know when they were built.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Well, let's start down here again. Mr. Mills?
So the existing parcel the applicant has is 5 acres. They're adding another 4 acres or 3.9 and change. And then the remaining 1.1 acres in the front is not part of this transaction?
That is correct.
Okay. And so there won't be a dwelling on the property?
That is also correct, yes.
And Mr. Lank, isn't there a 200-foot requirement from chicken, from a poultry building to, or accessory structure to a dwelling that has to be satisfied?
You mean for the existing house on the other lot now, because the house is already there, the creation of a line?
Okay, so only if they were putting in a new poultry house would it, right. Okay.
If the house can be as close to the poultry house as the person wants it to be as far as their regular setback. But a poultry house has to be 200 feet from a dwelling of other ownership on another parcel. We're just creating this line. So
which and the reason I asked is that it's now going to be the owner of another parcel.
Right.
That's yeah,
right.
But this is a request for a new house, so it's okay. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
What's on the adjacent property to the southwest or the?
That's all tillable, a tilled ground. There's a residence out front. The front's on Curly Road, but all the back is under till.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman? And I have no further questions. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have two. Okay, those who would like to test or come up and be sworn in, please. Sir, do you want to speak? Sir, you can sit down right up front here if you'd like.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Peggy R. Parkinson, 32428 Curly Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
When I called up about this variance, I was told that they want to build a chicken house. I'm not very good at hearing, and I couldn't quite hear everything back there. Is that what they want to do?
No.
No, ma'am.
No.
They don't want to build a new chicken house. They want to get a variance for the setback that already exists from the property line. They came up 1.9 foot short of meeting the 50-foot requirement. Houses aren't changing. There's the same poultry houses are there now.
They want to change the poultry house?
No, they want to. They're trying to. The property line is 1.9 feet from the poultry house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they need that much variance. Well, it's not that close. I mean, they need 1.9 foot variance to make it 50 foot, to meet the 50 foot requirement by getting a variance.
Mm-hmm.
Because the line is, the chicken house is just offset enough that it encroached into the 50 foot setback.
Oh, the ones that are already there.
They're not adding any new ones.
Correct.
They're just trying to fix.
Ma'am,
fix the
like
setback of the one that exists.
Would you like to see what they're doing?
Yes.
There are two owners presently.
They're going to divide, they're going to undivide the property. The property was divided. This parcel is going to now include this portion, and this is going to be separate. And so in the process, this chicken house is too close to the property line. So they're just asking for a variance right here to allow that side of the chicken house to be that close to the line. Nothing's changing.
No, they're not adding on or doing anything. Just that variance is all they're after.
When I called, they said it was to add.
Let me go back. That's all right.
When I called, they said it was to add another poultry house back there, and that's why we were here tonight, because we did not want another poultry house right next to our house.
No, ma'am. They're not adding none.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
And ma'am, I guess.
Ma'am.
I guess the question that I'm sure the board has is, are you in opposition still of the application? Do you have no objection? Do you
support? No, we're fine with it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Objection.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other objection, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Lank, I assume that a CO was approved?
I'd have to verify that. I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, uniqueness, I think, is that there is the situation exists and there is existing homes and it's been there for quite some time and the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and there's no way now to develop it in strict conformity. I'm not sure if we've established did these gentlemen build the original homes.
Yes, they were a partnership, and they built the four poultry houses as a partnership.
But we did hear testimony that wasn't created by the applicant, but the builder or the original surveyor, not to be confused with the one that's here on behalf of the applicant.
The owner said, told me he just simply contracted for the homes. He did not hire a surveyor to stake the poultry houses out.
Thank you. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think the applicant's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,411.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,411. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,411 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.